Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. I'm your host, Tia Pugh, a speaker, businesswoman, and international mentor. I'm so glad to have you here today. You could be listening to anything in the world, but you decided to come listen to your girl for a while. So thank you. And if it's your first time visiting, I definitely do appreciate you. You the bomb, girl. I hope and pray that you have had an amazing November. I've been so busy, oh my gosh, working on my new ebook that will be releasing early next year. I can't wait for you all to get your hands on it. It's going to be the bomb.com, okay? Be sure to save the date. Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast will only publish one episode per month. The last Tuesday of the month is the special day. Okay, so be sure to add that to your calendar. Be sure to subscribe, turn on your post notifications so you can get that notification that we have uploaded a podcast. Also, be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pugh Talks. If you would like to sponsor a show or inquire about any business relations, email us info@tiapughtalks.com. One of the staff members will be in touch. And to book me for your next event or workshop or to sew into the podcast, do please visit tiapughtalks.com. Hey girl, I really appreciate your presence today. We are going to be diving deep straight on up in the word, okay? The word of God, and we're going to be expanding upon it today. So I really want you to get excited about this topic and just this conversation, because this is going to be kind of different than what we normally do on the last Tuesday of the month, okay? So today's topic is, before you give up, let's chat. So we're just for real going to be having a sit down, a girl to girl, a chat. This is going to be girl talk. This is going to be straight up a conversation between me and you, okay? So get ready, because I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to push you. I'm going to inspire you and all of that good stuff, okay? So the very first scripture that we're diving deep into on tonight is Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, and it reads, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yo, I don't know about you, but that really gives me some confidence, because with all of the crazy stuff that may be going on in my life, or the crazy stuff that may be going on in your life, this scripture reassures us that whatever it is that God has begun in you, he's going to finish it. He's going to complete that thing. So it does not matter if it's maybe a book that you started some years ago, or it's some kind of business that you thought about starting some years ago. Maybe you started the business plan. Maybe it was simply just a thought. Maybe you started buying fabrics for that fashion designer. Ooh, that fashion designer business that you wanted to create. Whatever it was, if you started the program at school but you didn't finish it, whatever it is, this scripture reassures us with confidence that whatever it is that he started in us, he is going to finish. Now, what does that mean for us? What does that mean that we need to do on our part? That means that we need to put in the necessary work as well. Now, God cannot work if you are not moving along the path itself, okay? So you wanted to start a fashion designer business some time ago. You wrote down a business plan. You had everything mapped out. You started buying fabrics. You started doing all of this, started making connections, networking, but then you just stopped. God was doing all kind of things, connecting the dots, hooking you up with the right people, this, that, and the other. Do you know why that was happening? That's because you were moving. That's because you were on the move. So you have to make sure that you are moving, that you are in pursuit of that very thing that you know that you have been called to do, okay? So let me clarify this as well, because a lot of people think that when I say do whatever it is that God has called you to do, I'm saying preaching, teaching, and all these different things. No, that's not necessarily what I'm saying. I'm saying literally what I said, whatever it is that God has called you to do. So if it is that God has called you to preach and teach, awesome. Okay, that's absolutely amazing. But God has not called every single body to do that. Okay? The word says that many are called, but few are chosen. Okay? So everybody ain't chosen to do the preaching and teaching side of things. But there are still other things that you are called to do in the earthly realm that some people may not think are biblical. In other words, but you're still called to do it, because in that industry, God needs your presence there, because at the end of the day, He knows that you love Him, and He knows that wherever you go, you are going to begin to talk about Him. You are begin to bring up conversations about Him, that you are going to show people in that industry that I can still believe in my faith and I can still hold fast to my faith, but still do this job. And still build this business and still show up and be faithful and all of these other things. So don't think that when I say every time that whatever God's called you to do, that I think preaching, teaching, and things of the church and this, that, and the other. No, everybody ain't called to the four walls of the church. And if you really want to know it, the people outside the four walls is the one that really need some Jesus. Okay. It's people in the church in the four walls that definitely, honey baby, don't even underestimate what I'm saying, need Jesus. But I'm saying there are people outside of the four walls that will never enter the four walls that needs to see what God looks like through you. So it may not always be that God has called you to preach or teach. It could be that God has called you to start X, Y, and Z kind of business. Okay. Whatever that may be. And the second scripture that I want to dive deep into is Romans 12:12. These are all New King James Version, unless I tell you otherwise. Okay. And it reads, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. What? Sounds like a formula to me. Let me say that again. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. That definitely sounds like a formula to me. It sounds like a formula for when you want to give up. Continue to rejoice in hope, because there is always a better outcome, honey. There's always a better outcome rather than what you see happening right now, rather than what you see going on right now. There is always, always, always a better outcome. Be confident of this and be patient in tribulation. I know, baby, you ain't got to tell me. I know it gets hard and I know it gets rough and I know you want to throw in the towel, you want to walk away, but patience is a virtue. Being patient and waiting on whatever it is that God has for you is more importantly than rushing and getting half of what God has for you. We want the whole thing. We don't want just a little bit of what God has given us or has planned for us. We want all of what God has given us and has planned for us. So be patient in tribulation. Be patient in that thing. And do not forget to be steadfast in prayer. Prayer is what's going to keep you. Prayer is what's going to hold you. Prayer is what is going to sustain you. Do you hear what I'm saying? And that is nothing more than a conversation with God. Let me tell you, you don't have to be all super fancy. I know you might have seen people or heard people pray many times before, and you like, there's no way I will ever be able to flow like that, or I will ever be able to talk to God like that, or I will ever be able to get on that level. But what you have to realize is your conversation with God is your conversation with God, and their conversation with God is their conversation with God. So you should never aspire to have the same kind of conversation with God as other people, because your conversation with Him is going to be unique to you all. Just like you and your mom. Hey, y'all have a unique relationship. You and your brother, you have a really unique relationship. And each relationship in your life is different. No relationship is the same. Therefore, you cannot try to model your relationship off. You cannot try and model your relationship with God off of somebody else's relationship with God, because they're going to be two completely different things. So conversation with Him is just simply that, conversation with Him. I do kind of have a tiny formula for my prayer. I do always like to start my prayer with praise and thanksgiving, and just lifting Him up and, you know, magnifying Him. I don't ever just go straight into prayer like, Lord, I need this, or Lord, I need that, or Lord, you need to run that. Come on with it. You know, no, I do come to Him humbly, and, you know, things like, if you have, you know, been listening to this podcast, I pray after every podcast, then you know kind of how I structure my prayer. But I always make sure that I come to Him with praises, acknowledgement, and honor on the very front end, to let Him know that I respect Him and that He is the bomb diggity, okay? Just basically lifting Him up and giving Him some praise, okay? To begin with. And then thereafter that, you know, things just kind of flow from there. So tiny formula, tiny formula for my prayer. I start with praise and lifting Him up. Now, secondly, I do repent. It's kind of like prayer, the P-R-A-Y, start with praise. And then secondly, I start with repentance. And then, I accept the calling that He has upon my life, and, you know, the why I give Him a yes again and ask for strength and things of that nature. So it's a tiny formula. You can go ahead and implement that if you want to, okay? the third scripture that we are going to talk about here is Galatians 6:9. New King James Version. It says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." The King James Version on the end says, "If we do not faint." And the New Living Translation on the end says, "If we do not give up." So this scripture is just reinstating the fact that if we give up, we ain't gonna reap nothing. If we give up, we are not going to get anything if we give up. So if you are serious about being serious, then you kind of have to put your boxing gloves on every day and go into the ring and get back at it, regardless of how you may feel, regardless of what's going on in your life. You cannot give up if you want to reap the benefits of what God has for your life. You cannot lose heart, you cannot faint, and you can most certainly not give up. Okay, sis, you cannot throw in the towel. I know you want to, girl, but you cannot do it. Remember our formula: rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be steadfast in prayer. Stay prayed up. Keep yourself covered. Keep yourself focused. At times, I know it's hard. That's why it is very important to have a good group of people that you feel that you can come to and talk to, and they can pray for you and they can cover you, because there will be times when you ain't gonna be able to do it yourself. So I do definitely pray that God will send you those good godly people that are going to be connected to you, not for a season but for a lifetime, to pour into you and to help you and to guide you. Okay, do not give up, do not throw in the towel. God has a plan for you, and He has a lot for you to reap if you just continue to be steadfast. Hey girl, thanks for tuning into the podcast. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pew Talks. Let's jump right back into the podcast. We back. Continuing on with Before You Give Up, Let's Chat. We're going to continue to read scriptures and expand upon them. The first scripture that we'll be reading is Proverbs chapter 20, verse 30, New King James Version. Blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do strips the inner depths of the heart. Whoa. So you're telling me that every single thing that has hurt me has helped me? Say what? So you're telling me that this pain that I'm going through, Lord, is helping me? You're telling me that losing my job is helping me? You're telling me that breaking up with my boyfriend is helping me? You're telling me that losing those friends that I thought were really my friends are helping me? You're telling me that going through that foreclosure is helping me? You're telling me that literally having to live in my car is helping me? Say what? All of this pain is helping me because it is cleansing me from within and helping me to start all over again? Oh my goodness. Well, thank you, Lord. This scripture is basically telling us that regardless of whatever it is that you have gone through, whatever it is that has hurt you, it will help you. Every single thing that the devil meant for bad, God will turn it around for your good. And baby, that's the word, honey. God has your back no matter what. So even though it hurts like heck, you better believe that God has a plan in it all. And if you just continue, what was our formula? Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be steadfast in prayer. I will continue to bring that one up. Continue to do just that, and you will get back to a better place than you have ever been before. I know that it took a really, really bad breakup for me to really get myself together. And I had been in and out of this relationship for 6 years, and it was nothing good about it. I mean, there were some good things that came from it, of course. But when God said let go, He means let go. So with me continuing trying to hold on, it just continued to get worse and worse and worse. But every last bit of that pain, every last bit of that I went through, it has helped me in my healing process. And not only me, it has helped thousands and thousands of women as well. Because I went through that, because of those blows that hurt, because of all of that, I was cleansed and I was able to come back much stronger than I was before. I was weak before. I wasn't all together before. Do you hear what I'm saying? I was broken, all the way broken. And after that, I was able to rebuild. I was able to heal. I was able to move on. I was able to really go after the very things that God has called me to do wholeheartedly, and not look back and not regret and not care about what anybody had to say or what anybody had to think. I was able to fully commit to the ways and what it was that He wanted me to do in this earthly realm, which was to plant, which was to help other women heal, and to help them to be able to move on after going through such blows to their heart and such blows to their finances and such blows to their lifestyles. Okay, God was really able to use that for my good, and not just my good, for other people's good as well. So I know the blows don't feel too good right now, and you like, oh my gosh, I have to go through all of this. But I'm telling you that what you're going through right now is going to lead to something beautiful in the end. It is going to lead to something absolutely amazing that you yourself could not even imagine for yourself. Okay, so just continue to stay in the races. Do not throw in the towel. The fifth scripture that I really want to expound upon is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. This is another super duper comforting one that tells you at the end here that you have a future. You sitting there really depressed, really going through it, finances all the way jacked up, head screwed up from that breakup, but you have a future. And God has it all planned out for you. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. He knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you. He knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you. And he said that it is of peace. Even though you don't feel peace, hope, help, or loved right now, I'm telling you, every last thing that it is you lack, God has it in store for you. He has peace in store for you. He has hope in store for you. He has true, rich love in store for you. He has all of these things in store for you in your future, even though you may not feel it right now. But sis, I'm encouraging you right now to hang on, to stand in the ring, to stay in the ring. Don't get out the ring. To put your gloves on, to show up day after day, week after week, month after month, because God has more in store for you in the future. You just have to make it there, baby. You just have to make it there. So don't give up. Don't give up. You can't make it to the future if you give up, okay? So don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't walk away from whatever it is that God has planned for you, because I know right now it may not feel like it and the show may not seem like it, but God has some amazing things in store for you. And I can't say exactly what it is because I can't even fathom what it is because it's so great. My mind can't even get it all together to even make out what it is that he has for you, because it's just that great. You can't even put your mind together to really think about what it is that he has in store for you, because what you think that he has in store for you is exceedingly and abundantly above that which you can think. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? So what you think is great, what you think is awesome, what you think is amazing, oh, it's way beyond that, baby. It's way beyond that. And if you was to think of anything greater than what you're currently thinking, then it's still better than that. Okay, so listen when I tell you, his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. This is the word, baby. He has it all figured out for you, and he has it all planned out for you, and it's beautiful, and it's amazing, and it's great. Do you hear what I'm saying? Okay, sixth scripture, let's hit it. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Boom. The very first word, the very first two words, fear not. Fear not, baby. Fear not. I need to put this in your spirit. I'm going to have to say this a few times. Fear not. Fear not. Oh, let me do this. La, 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 la. Fear not. This scripture says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. Be not moved, baby. Be not told up. Be not broken down. Be not ready to give up. Be not ready to throw in the towel, for I am your God. He said, I am your God, not anything else, not anyone else. I am your God. And basically, I will take care of you, baby. This is the TPT version, TP Talks version. I am your God and I will take care of you. I will cover you. I will keep you. I will strengthen you in whatever it is that you are going through. So whatever it is that you are going to, you better go to him. You better run to him. You better give it all to him, because you know what? He can give it right back to you, but he can give it back to you way better than you gave it to him. So whatever it is that you're struggling with, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is, do you hear what I'm saying? And I mean, whatever it is, whether it be a big thing, whether it be a small thing to you, give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. And let him do with it what he will. He has your back. He is there with you. He's in the ring with you. He's going to the job with you. He's going to the school with you. He's going to the bank with you to get that loan or whatever it is that you need to get your business up and running. Honey, he is there with you. Fear not. When you go into that job, when you walk into that bank, when you walk into that classroom, whatever it is, wherever you're going, be confident because he is with you. Do you hear what I'm saying when I'm saying this? It doesn't matter where you at and what you're going through. He is going to be present and available for you. So don't be alarmed. Don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. Don't be concerned. Don't be shaken up, honey. Don't be distressed. Because he's with you. He got you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on now, somebody. That's the word. Yes. He would not leave you nor forsake you. He has you covered, sis. Okay? Do not worry. Do not worry. Do not fear. Do not give up. Hey girl, I'm so glad you're enjoying the podcast. Head over to TiaPewTalks.com to sow into the podcast. A portion of the proceeds go towards helping a family in need for the holidays. Get excited for what's to come next on the podcast. Right, let's finish this thing with a bang. Before you give up, let's talk, sis. Sit down, let's talk. 101, 101, 101. So we're going to continue to read scripture and expound upon them. Our seventh scripture that we are going to be reading is Psalms 30, verse 5. We may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now that simply means that you may have to cry, sis. Yep, you may have to shed a tear or two or three or nine or ten or thousand, whatever it may be. But it also ensures us in this scripture that it won't always be like this. This is only for a season. This is only for a period of time. This is only for a few hours, a few months, a few days, a few years, whatever the case may be. It ain't always gonna be like this, sis. Things will change. Things will change. So if you need to cry, it's okay to cry. You don't have to always be the strong one. You don't have to be the one that's always tough, that never lets out a cry, that never feels anything, that is numb to this, numb to that. No, baby, you hurt. You hurt. You feel it. You feel the pain, and sometimes you need to let out a good cry. Now, if you've been rocking with me for any amount of time, do you know that I'm all about that cry life? I'm all about that cry life. I schedule me a day to cry. And I'm not saying that it'll be a whole day event, but there'll be a time where I just, okay, this next hour, I'm just gonna cry. I'm just gonna let it all out, because a lot of times we walk around and we carry so much. we carry so much and we just suppress it and just try to forget about it and just try to like put a band-aid over it. But we hurt. We hurt. And you have to acknowledge that hurt sometime or another, or you will end up bleeding all over the wrong person. Somebody will ask you, how are you doing today? And you will just start crying, breaking down, crying, spilling all your business. And it may not be the right person that you need to be telling all your business to, okay? So you have to make sure that you take out time to cry and to really feel the emotions that you feel. It is okay, but it is not okay to stay there forever. It is only for a period. It is only for a time that you should allow this to occur or take place. This should not be a place where you take up residence. This should not be a place where you get a P.O. box. This should not be a place where you change your address to get your mail over here. No, this is only where I'm going to be for a short period of time. So don't send me nothing because I'm not going to be here very long. Okay. I'm only going to be over here weeping for a little bit now. I ain't going to be over here weeping my whole life and for the rest of my life. Only gonna be over here for a little smidget of my life, okay? Because I know that joy comes in the morning. I know that it won't always be like this. I know in my heart that God has more for me, that God has planned great and mighty things for me. And even though it may be rough during this season, even though it may be tough during this season, and I have to cry a little bit, and I have to really feel some real emotions, it won't always be like this. It won't always be like this. So the 8th scripture that I really want to touch on is Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. It reads, "For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust." So let me clarify the fact that you are not a terrible person simply because you are going through some terrible things right now. You are in a place that you've never been before, and you are about as low as you have ever been. It does not mean that you are a terrible person or that you have done something extremely wrong and you are being punished for it and you are getting all of that which you deserve, okay? It does not mean that. And that scripture here reassures us of this, that just fall, that rain falls on the just and the unjust. You don't have to be a child of God to have the rain fall on you. You can be an evil doer and you can have the rain falling on you. You can be an evil doer and you can have an amazing life and an amazing day, because at the end of the day, the devil is the devil and he gonna give you everything that you want, okay? So it does not mean that just because you are on the winning team, Jesus, that everything is going to be going right. There will be trials and tribulations in this earth and as you live your life, regardless, even though you're on the winning team, you will have trials and things will come to try to knock you off of your A game, but you have to continue to stay in the ring. You have to continue to stay in the ring. You have to stay in the fight. You cannot throw in the towel and walk away from whatever it is that God has for you, because it's worth it. Okay, it is worth it. It is more than worth it. I am able to testify and say that through all the pain, through all the hurt and all the things that I have experienced, it was all worth it to get to this place that I'm currently in my life. It was all worth it. It was all worth it. I wouldn't trade any second, any minute, any day, any year of it, because God knew exactly what he was doing through me and to me in that situation, and through those times and through those months and through those years of pressing and shaking and pulling and stretching. We have to go through these things. We have to go through these things to be able to birth out some amazing things. And I know for a fact that had I never lost my job, I would never wanted to be an entrepreneur as much as I was when I first started my business. I do know that for a fact. Had I continued to have my job and not have gotten laid off, then I would have never pursued entrepreneurship, probably, especially as hard as I pursued it when I started back in 2016, when I really started my coaching business, when I really started speaking and doing things of that nature. I would have never gone as hard as I did had I not gotten laid off in 2014. I would not have. I'll tell you that for sure. So you have to go through some things to really be sometimes passionate, more passionate about whatever it is that God has called you to do. And also to have the testimonies, baby, to have the testimonies to tell people and show people that God is good and God is real. Baby, I know for a matter of fact that I would not have been able to make it out of X, Y, and Z because God came through. If God had not came through in X, Y, and Z situation, I know for a fact that I would not have made it out. I would have slipped my wrist. I would have thrown in the towel. I would have walked away. I would have quit. I would have given up. Do you hear what I'm saying? So sometimes you really need certain situations to happen in your life so you can really have those powerful testimonies and those power encounters where God just shows up and shows out in your life. Okay? So the ninth and final scripture that I want to talk about is Philippians 4:13. Hey. If you cannot tell, I'm pretty amped up about this scripture. It reads, I can do all things. Woo. Oh, okay. I almost shouted right there. Let me calm down. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Baby. There is not one single thing that you are not capable of doing in this earth, regardless of how big, how wide, how tall it is, that God has called you to do something. You can do it because, honey, remember our scripture before told us that God will be with us. Fear not, because he will be with us. So this is telling us that we can do all things through him who strengthens us and gives us every single thing that we need while we doing what we supposed to be doing for him. Come on now. Don't you ever in this life, in the next life, in the life after that, in the life before that, allow somebody to tell you what you can and cannot do, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And don't you even open your mouth to tell yourself that you can't do something, because baby, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. No matter what it is, it don't matter how big the task may seem, you can do it. You can do it. You gonna need to be steadfast in prayer. You're going to have to be patient through tribulations, and you're going to have to continue to rejoice in hope, okay? Regardless of what is going on, regardless of what you're feeling, regardless of what it's looking like, that's our formula. You have to continue to do what it is that God has called you to do, not simply because there is a mandate on your life, but because there are people that are tied to you. There are people that are tied to your blessing. There are people that are tied to what it is that you have been called to do, and they are waiting for you to do what you called to do so they can do what they called to do. Okay? So, sis, I encourage you to stay in the fight. I encourage you to stay in the ring. I encourage you to keep your gloves on. I thank you so much for coming and just sitting down and having a good girl to girl chat with me on today, because it was definitely needed, because I know for a fact that not only myself, but this was dropped in my spirit, and it's been some times when we want to give up. So I had to encourage you and encourage myself as well. So let us go to God in prayer. Whew, hallelujah, God. We thank you so much for simply being who you are, God. We glory and magnify your name. You are absolutely amazing, Father. We give you all the honor and glory that is due to your name, Lord God. We ask that you forgive us of any sins that it is that we may have committed, Lord God, knowing and unknowingly, Lord God. We thank you for your son that was sent and died on Calvary's cross, Lord God, for the remission of our sins, Lord God, so that we can be made whole and be back in unity with you, Lord God. We just ask that you would keep us on the straight and narrow, Lord God, that you would cover our heart and protect us from whatever it is that may be trying to spitefully get after us, Lord God. I rebuke the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. He will not have any authority over that which you have called us to do, Lord God. I bind up every activity and every dominion and every counterpart that he sends our way, Lord God. I bind up our minds, Lord God, right now for thinking things that may not be in alignment with your word in regards to our lives, in regards to our visions, in regards to whatever it is that you have for us in this earthly realm, Lord God. So we just thank you, God, for giving us gifts, Lord God. We thank you for giving us talents, Lord God. Thank you for giving us wisdom, Lord God. We just ask that you would teach us and show us exactly how to use each and one of us to glorify your name, Lord God, because at the end of the day, it's all about you, God. You get all of the glory. Hallelujah. You get all of the glory, Lord God. So we just thank you for every last thing that you have given to us, Lord God. It's not for us. It is for the edification of your kingdom, Lord God. So we thank you for that and we bless you for that, God. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one of us. No harm or danger will come upon us. Our homes will be places of peace and rest, Lord God, that we will continuously rejoice in you, Lord God, that we will continue to be steadfast in prayer, Lord God, in communication with you, God. That it does not have to be fancy or pretty for us to just sit down and converse with you and to continue to grow our relationship with you and continue to build with you, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the formula that you have set before us, God. We thank you for the word that you have set before us to encourage us and to help us, Lord God, and to help us stay in the fight and to not give up and to not throw in the towel. God, we bless you, God, for every last thing that you have done up until this point, God. We bless you for the things that you will do in the future, God. We know that you have a future for us, God. So we thank you, God. Just give us the strength that we need to continue to get to that future, God, that you have for us. So we bless you and we thank you. It's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we do pray and say amen. Whew, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Tia Pugh. Thanks for tuning in to Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast. Connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pugh Talks. To book me for your next event or workshop, do please visit TiaPughTalks.com. Don't forget to save the date. Tia Pugh Talks, the podcast, will only publish one episode a month going forward every last Tuesday of the month. So be sure to save the special date, subscribe, turn your post notifications on so you don't miss an episode. Okay? And let me leave you with this. You didn't come this far to only come this far and give up. Would you work hard for a trophy and then throw it away? I don't think so. So don't give up. That quote is straight from Tia Pugh Talks herself. Yes, hey, me, yes. So I hope and pray that this podcast has encouraged you, inspired you, and give you a little bit more to push on, my sister. I love you so very much. Thank you for hanging out with me, and I appreciate you so very much. Until next time, I love you. Peace.